You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shat Vaishlach, when Yaakov met with his brother, what was his name?
Esav.
Oh, Esav. So now he's brought that Vayera Yaakov, Ekvanav Shalom became very scared. I say, and also Vayetzel Lo, and became extremely disturbed. Remember?
That was before they tell him the 400 troops coming, or after?
Well, that's exactly at the same time that he sent the angels, the messengers to inform his brother that he likes to do to make peace. But here it says that he became very scared. Rashi HaKadosh explains how come it says Vayira and also Vayetzer. So like two type of feeling that he was created in his system. Fear, and also became very disturbed.
Physical and spiritual.
Very nice. That's a good word. So Rashi HaKadosh says, Vayira means that he might end up to kill Esav. So he was very scared that he end up to kill his brother. Vayetzer, and what is Vayetzer means? Im yaharog hu et aherim. That he might kill others also. So now here they discuss on the wording of Rashi HaKadosh, because first it says he might get killed. He was scared that he might get killed, Yaakov Avinu, and also Yaakov might kill et acherim. As you know, we have a general formula that anytime that we have et, that means there's something extra. Like let's say, when he says, Kabed et abicha ve'imecha, essentially, Kabed abicha ve'imecha, so that relates to others that we have to respect, like in-laws, older brother, and so on. That's what the Aleph to Tav. So now here, when it says that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu was very worried that he might kill others, et acherim. So now, in Gemara, we have a statement that when it states, like what the halakha is all about, we have a statement that says, Yesh omrim, some say. And then we have another statement, the Gemara says, Acherim omrim. Acherim omrim. So what does it mean, other people, others say? So now, anytime that we see in the Gemara that says Acherim Umrim, that relates to Rabbi Meir Balanes. Why Rabbi Meir Balanes has given such an ominous name, Acherim? So Rabbi Meir Balanes, as you know, Rabbi Meir Balanes had another name also. What was his name? Rabbi Nehorai. Why his name was Rabbi Nehorai? Because Nehorai means or, light. Because his power of the Torah, as is, you know, the stories that we see in the Gemara, is given Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes, that many, many miracles took place. And his level in understanding the Torah was so great that they were not able to understand him. So now here, we see the Gemara gives them a title as Acherim. Why? Because Rabbi Meir Bar Nes was the student of Elisha ben Avuya. And who was Elisha ben Avuya? Elisha ben Avuya, we see his Rav, his teacher, later on, he went off path. So then he was given the title as Acher. We don't mention his name. So now Rabbi Meir Bar Nes, that he was his student. So now the title that he's given is Acherim. So now, back to Parashat Vayishlach. Here, Yaakov Avinu, when he met with Esav, so he became very scared. Why? That Esav might kill him. And also, he became very worried. Why? Shema Yarog et Acherim. That he might kill the Acherim. Who's the Acherim? Acherim, actually,
descendants?
Rabbi Meir Bar Nes, because Rabbi Meir Bar Nes was a descendant of
Esav
from Niron HaKeitzar. You heard about him? Niron?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to Niron? Yeah.
He was from Niron?
Yes. Who was Niron HaKeitzar? He was a convert. He became a convert. And the story was that he was told to go and destroy Yerushalayim. So what did he do? He threw an arrow in every side, four sides, four directions. And every time that he threw the arrow turned to
Yerushalayim.
So now he knew that this is the will of Hashem, that he has to do his mission, but because he knew if he will do it, then he's going to be punished. So now he became convert. So now from Niron, Rabbi Meir Bar Nes came about. So we are celebrating his Hilula tonight. Now, here's the point. Let's say, Yechav Amin Alam Shalom, he would feel, you know what? What did I do? What's my fault? You know, my brother is chasing after me past 22 years. I didn't do anything. Now he's chasing after me with 400 troops. So then, people do whatever that he had to do. So let's say Yaakov Avinu Shalom would kill Esav. So would we have Rabbi Meir Bar Nes?
No.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.